around the world. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, American greatnesses Thaddeus McCotter and Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online, discussing the serial cases directed against the former president, Mr. Trump, by special counsel Jack Smith. And we believe there's more to come, perhaps in Georgia, we're told, but I wait for the facts. And there was a previous prosecution announced, alleged prosecution announced in New York. Right now, we're concentrating on the Florida case and the Washington case. Andy, what is forum shopping, and how does it confuse everything here?
Forum shopping, John, is when a litigant seeks to bring his case before a court where in a jurisdiction where the litigant believes the rulings will be favorable to him. That's the reason he's bringing the case. For example, a lot of corporate litigation happens down in Delaware, and that's because the laws are more favorable toward corporations in Delaware than they are in a lot of places, which is why so many companies incorporate down there. Similarly, what the Justice Department under Biden has done is basically plant its flag in terms of its investigations of Trump in Washington, D.C., where the court there has been very favorable to the government in terms of ruling against Trump on various things of importance, and where pretty significant sentences have been meted out against the Capitol riot defendants, of which there are about 1,100 that have been charged by the Justice Department. And it becomes an issue because the main case against Donald Trump until very recently has been the Mar-a-Lago documents case. And all of that, everything of importance that happened in that case, happened in the state of Florida. So the question becomes, and I think it will be a big question in the litigation of that case, how come the government is investigating a Florida case from Washington? And the answer seems to be because they figured that they would get better rulings from the court in Washington than they might get in Florida.
Was there a Florida grand jury as well as a Washington grand jury, or just one in this investigation?
Well, there had to be a Florida grand jury because ultimately the case that was indicted in Florida. But what they did, John, was they investigated virtually the whole case in Washington, including the important issue of saying that Trump's lawyer had to testify before the grand jury and that Trump had lost his attorney-client privilege. That ended up in a lot of the most damaging evidence in the case, and that's a key ruling that was made in Washington. I think toward the 11th hour before they brought the indictment, they really had to come to terms with the fact that venue on all of the counts that were of any importance to the case was down in Florida. They simply couldn't bring those counts in Washington because Trump would have had a right to be tried in the place where the offense occurred. So at the last minute, they convened a grand jury in Florida, and what they basically did was represent a lot of the evidence they had already presented to the grand jury in Washington, but they had to do that to bring a case in Florida.
Forum shopping. Thaddeus, you have a question.
Well, Andy, let's be honest about this. If you're going to politicize justice like the Democrats have done, you want to do it to the bench, and you want to politicize jury. And so when you look at Washington, D.C., it's heavily Democratic. And we've seen this, haven't we, with the case that Durham brought.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Durham brought his cases in Washington not because he wanted to, but because he had to. The crimes that he was alleging were basically false statements cases that had been made. You know, the false statements had been made in Washington, in particular when he indicted the lawyer that was attached to the Clinton campaign on the false statement case. So he wasn't in Washington because he wanted to be. He was in Washington because he had to be. In this case, the Justice Department should have been in Florida to investigate the Mar-a-Lago case, but they used a grand jury in Washington. And Thaddeus, it's been the pattern of investigations that affect Trump that prosecutors have chosen to be in Washington when they had, like Mueller would have had an array of different places that he could have brought, that he could have centered his investigation, because you can have venue over a crime in any place where the crime gets committed. So if you have a, for example, a conspiracy offense where a lot happens in time and space and there are various jurisdictions involved, you could bring it any place where the crime can be said to have occurred. But they generally choose to bring it in Washington when Trump is involved, because I think they think they'll get federal favorable rulings out of the court. And they have gotten such rulings.
A final note about the Florida case. You indicate that Judge Cannon is not happy with Jack Smith. Did I read that too quickly? And does happiness or unhappiness by the supervising judge have weight? Do lawyers worry about this?
Yeah, lawyers spend all of their time worrying about what's bothering the judge. And the tea leaves I take from an order that Judge Cannon issued yesterday is that she's concerned about this issue of whether due process was violated by not only having a Washington grand jury investigate a Florida case, but apparently continuing to do that even after the indictment has been returned. And if I were Trump's team, I would be a bit encouraged by that, John, because Judge Cannon will eventually have to rule on whether the judge in Washington was correct in saying that Trump's attorney-client privilege was basically eviscerated by the crime fraud exception and that the lawyer had to testify. That's very important evidence in the case, and it will be a big litigation item in Florida.
Thaddeus, we have a little more than a minute if you have a question.
Just quickly, Andy, when you look at the Florida case, it's basically a question of the president being very reckless. They've been on his trail since the moment he got in office, and the minute he leaves, he commits a blunder like this. This is just kind of ridiculous, isn't it? The fact that he wouldn't have paid more attention to what is classified and what isn't and how the process worked?
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think, Thaddeus, the other thing is the temperamental aspect of this. I've been a big critic of the Biden Justice Department when I thought they deserved it. But I think in connection with the Mar-a-Lago case, as I understand it, they weren't really looking to make a case against Trump. They spent 18 months basically respectfully asking him to return these documents. I don't really think they wanted to do, an all hands on deck kind of prosecution against Trump. But he simply defied them and mulishly continued to refuse to give them their documents back, which they were entitled to have.
Andrew McCarthy, writing at National Review Online about competing cases, competing grand juries, competing forums, competing attorneys. And it's early yet. We only have 3 indictments. There could be a 4th, and who knows? It's a campaign year. That is McCarter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.